Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. In Italy, the far-right candidate who looks set to take victory in the elections addressed the country last night. Giorgia Meloni told the country that her party will govern for all Italians after the post-fascist formation Fratelli d'Italia came top at the ballot box. She is due to become the first woman prime minister in the history of the country. In Iran, thousands of demonstrators took to the streets again over the weekend to protest the constraints imposed on women by the country's religious authorities. A 22-year-old woman had been killed for not hiding her hair well enough. On Saturday, 50 demonstrators died after clashes with police. A demonstration in support of women in Iran was held yesterday in Paris. Demonstrators trying to reach the Iranian embassy were stopped by police. Some threw projectiles at the police officers, who responded with tear gas. The Conseil des ministres will be meeting this morning to discuss the draft budget for 2023. This will include the much-talked-about tariff shield that will help the public cope with the rise in energy prices. Also on the agenda is the Social Security Financing Bill, which could potentially contain an amendment on the thorny issue of pension reform. Ministers have not ruled out pushing through this reform by force by triggering the use of Article 49(3) of the Constitution. The same hackers who carried out a cyber attack on the hospital in Corbeil-Essonnes in August have started to disseminate the pirated data. It concerns 1.5 million patients and hospital workers. The hospital will make it possible for patients and staff to file a complaint. And finally, to football, and France lost against Denmark in the League of Nations last night with a final score of 2-0. The loss means that France remains third in their group. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.